Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell last year's gadgets. Find out what your used iPad, MacBook, iPhone, Galaxy S, and other smartphones are worth at Gazelle.com. Hi, all, and welcome to episode 25 of i5 for the iPhone, otherwise known as My Quarter Life Crisis. I'm Sarah Lane, and this is the show where we pick five of the best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, and pass them along to you. I will try not to buy a red Corvette at any point during this program, because I'm having a crisis. Let's continue. Okay, we're going to start off with something a little different today. By the way, props to Amber MacArthur for turning me on to this app. You guys know Amber, right? She's my co-host on The Social Hour. It's another show that I do here on the Twit Network. If you're not watching it, you really should be. We talk about the ins and outs of social media every Friday, twit.tv/TSH. But I digress. Amber found one of the most interesting iPhone inventions ever. It's called Cycloramic, and it's sort of magical. So here's what you do. You download the app for 99 cents. Then you balance your iPhone right side up on a flat, smooth surface. You press go, and it will take a video as it rotates 360 degrees by itself. How, you ask? By vibration. It actually vibrates and turns on its own. Now, I tried it on a few surfaces at my home. Granite countertop works perfectly. Wooden table with some grooves, not quite as well. So the smoother the surface, definitely the better. But still, imagine the look on your friends' faces when you show them this. Couple of caveats. First, this is for iPhone 5s only, so 4s, 4s's doesn't work. And no sound gets recorded. So you get some cool artsy videos, but that's all they are, video. I would love to have audio picked up, but with the phone needing to vibrate in order to make itself turn, it would probably ruin the sound anyway. I don't know how they get around that. By the way, the default is 360 degrees, but you can set it to 720 or even 1080 if you really want to see it spin. Good stuff, Cycloramic. Number two. It's not often that my Tech News Today co-host Tom Merritt and I agree on what makes a cool app. And, well, this app is not necessarily an exception. But here's the thing. I'm not world's biggest iPhone gamer, but I realize that a lot of you are. So here's the deal. This app is called Book of Heroes. It's free. It has a fantasy-type storyline that the company says is the ultimate MMO on-the-go experience. Tom suggested Book of Heroes would be a great i5 contender, so I downloaded it. And, all right, I have a few questions for you. Do you like creating a customized avatar that would represent you in a fantasy world? Yes? Okay. Do you like getting tasks to complete in a village scape? Uh-huh. Do you want to buy various weapons and offensive gear? Mm-hmm. Do you like a narrative storyline? If all of the above are true, then I really think you might like Book of Heroes. It looks great on an iPhone or an iPad. Music's good, too. And it's free. Number three. A few episodes ago, I asked if any of you knew of a really good RSS reader app that allowed you to search within your feeds by keyword. And Joe writes in that an app called Newsify just got an update that includes search. Didn't have it before. So I downloaded it, and sure enough, it's very nice. Newsify is a Google Reader client, and it's pretty straightforward. I've got my feeds. I can choose between a list view or more of a Pinteresty type view. I've got night mode. I have a lot of advanced settings for how my feeds behave. It's very nice. If you haven't found the perfect RSS reader yet, you should give Newsify a try. By the way, Newsify does have a free version, which is ad-supported and does not include search functionality. So you want to make sure that you're buying the 99 cents version. Thanks for the heads up, Joe. Did you get a new iPhone or Samsung Galaxy S for the holidays? Maybe you even got a new iPad or a new MacBook. Before you give away last year's gadget or throw it in a drawer never to be seen again, find out what it's worth at gazelle.com. that extra cash you get is the gift to give yourself. Gazelle makes selling last year's gadgets fast and simple. Here's what you do. Go to gazelle.com. That's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. And then tell Gazelle the condition of your device. They'll even buy broken iPhones and iPads, so don't worry if it's not in pristine condition. Then you get a risk-free offer for your gadgets. And that's a quote that's locked in for 30 days. You get paid fast by check or PayPal. Go to gazelle.com now to get an offer for your iPhone, your Android, your BlackBerry, your iPad, any Apple product. Do it today, because as you know, those gadgets lose value over time. They certainly don't gain. With Gazelle, you get paid in cash, payment is fast, it's risk-free, and those offers are good for 30 days. Gazelle has paid $50 million to over 500,000 customers. People love it. Free shipping, too. iPhone 4, iPhone 4S, iPad 2. You know what I mean. Sell your last year's gadgets today at gazelle.com. Number four. I'm not going to even get all emo about how so many of you send me great app tips every day, but don't ever send me video reviews, because my favorite viewer, Phil Crawley, is so consistent. Phil, you rock. Take it away.
Security Now is my second favorite podcast on the Twit Network. I've learned so much from Steve Gibson about encryption and all those kind of things. And the Enigma machine that was used in the Second World War by the German army, famously cracked by Bletchley Park, is a really good place to start learning about rotating Caesar ciphers, which is an example of a block cipher. Mini Enigma for the iPhone is a simulation of the Enigma machine, and it uses all the variations that were possible. The Enigma G, which was the four-rotor Abwehr machine, is covered, and you can play with the plug board, the rotors, and even see how the lamp board worked for output. You can even copy and paste text in and out of the application to see what Enigma output looks like, and even email people with an example of Enigma code. So if security and crypto is your interest, then Mini Enigma is a really good place to start. This is Phil from the Engineer's Bench podcast, video and screencast for broadcast and media technicians. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Phil. You really have a knack for finding this stuff. The kind of stuff I don't ever seem to find. The app is called Minenigma Simulator. It's $1.99. And if you're at all confused about what it does exactly, Enigma was a cipher machine used by the Germans during World War II for the encryption and decryption of secret messages. This app is an emulator of that, and probably a must-have for all of you spy history buffs. Enjoy! Finally, number five. Last week, I showed you how to send voice messages in Facebook's Messenger app, and I mentioned that Facebook would eventually roll out full voice calling functionality. Well, guess what? They did. When you're in the Messenger app, you select the friend you want to call, then you click the little eye icon in the upper right corner, and then you select free call. Something a little strange about this. It's only available for some of my friends. For others, it's grayed out. I'm not exactly sure why that is, but I did make a couple VoIP calls yesterday, and when they work, they work. And remember, that's voice over data, which will not contribute to the overall minutes in your monthly phone plan. If you have unlimited data, well, you could talk all day. Oh, one more thing. Got a voicemail from someone who has a suggestion for our show's direction.
Hey, Sarah, I was just giving you a call. Wanted to know if you were ever going to do any i5s that don't include photo apps. Every episode, there's like one or five photo apps. We really like something that doesn't have a photo app in it. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I get it. I do talk a lot about photo apps. There are a lot of photo apps, after all. But I didn't mention any in this episode or last week's episode. So, anonymous viewer, I hope you're already happier. And thanks to all of you for watching, listening, and telling a friend about our little show. If you'd like to auto-download this show every week, just hit the subscribe button at twit.tv/i5. That's where you'll find all of our apps and story links, too. You can email us questions, tips, and app ideas to i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next week right here on i5 for the iPhone.